Is Chazor zeh nishu bachar chazor shuag rabbi yehudim sechus vachem daf tzadik ches. The Gemara said that Shmuel said the pasuk makes a hekesh among the other kabbonis, and the Gemara listed what is taught by each of the kabbonis. The Gemara now brings a brisa, which says that Rabbi Akiva says that different things are learned from each of the kabbonis. From a mincha we learn that just as something that absorbs from a mincha becomes kadosh like the mincha from that absorption, the same is true for all kabbonis. We said earlier that this is learned from chatas as well. The Gemara explains we need to learn it from mincha and from chatas. If we don't learn from mincha, we would say that is so for a mincha because it's soft and more strongly absorbs. If we would say only regarding chatas, we would say that the fats of a chatas make it become more deeply absorbed. That's why both are needed. From a chatas, the Gemara continues. From a chatas, we learn that just like a chatas may only be brought from chulin and may only be brought during the day, and it's avoided, must be done with the kohen's right hand, so too all other obligatory karbonas must be brought from chulin during the day and with the kohen's right hand. In fact, the halacha that karbonas have to be offered during the day is learned from the pasuk of biyoyim tzavoisai, not from the hekesh. Mar said it's in fact not learned from the hekesh, but the Braisa mentions it along with the other things learned from the hekesh, since theoretically it could have been learned from the hekesh. In fact, the halacha that karbonos must be offered the kohen's right hand is learned from Rabbi Rachana named Rabbi Yochanan, who says that whenever the pasuk says etzba or kahuna, it refers to the right hand. And if the Gemara, you're right, it's in fact not learned from the hekesh. But the Braisa mentions it along with the other things learned from the hekesh, since theoretically it could have been learned from the hekesh. We can also say that the Braisa holds like Rav Shimon, who says that from kahuna alone this could not be learned, and therefore we would not know this for the other karbonos. The Gemara says from an asham we learn that just like the bones of an asham are mutter, so to the bones from all other karbonos are mutter. The Rav said it's obvious to me that if the blood of a chata splattered onto a garment and the blood of an oila then splattered on top of it, there would be a required washing. The chata's blood is touching the garment and it's absorbed into it. The question is, if the blood of an oila splattered onto a garment and the blood of a chata then splattered on top of that, would there be a requirement to wash the garment? Is the washing requirement based on the blood touching the garment, and since the chata's blood is touching the garment, it would have to be washed? Or is it based on the absorption into the garment, and since here the chata's blood is not absorbed into the garment because you have the oila blood underneath, maybe it doesn't have to be washed? Rather than answer that the garment would not have to be washed, Rava said, "Weiter, it's obvious to me that blood on a garment would act as a chatzitza for purposes of a mikvah, but if it's the garment of a butcher, it would not act as a chatzitza because it doesn't bother him. He's not makpid on that. It's also obvious that melted fats and melted wax on a garment would act as a chatzitza for purposes of mikvah, but if it's the garment of a seller of these items, it would not act as a chatzitza because again, he's not makpid on these things. The question is, if there's blood and melted fats or blood and wax, let's say, on a garment which belongs to someone who is a butcher and a seller of these items, would it act as a chatzitza? Do we say that people are not particular where they're not makbid on one substance on them, but when you have two, that already they're makbid? Or maybe not? Teiku bleib ta shayla, had no loch perek dam chatos. Zok the next perek tful yoim, perek shneim also. Zok the heilige mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. A koyin who's a tful yoim, who is a mechuzah kapurim, does not get a shear of the kodshim, even though he'll be fit to eat them that night. A koyin who's an oinon may touch a carbon, but may not do the avoida for a carbon. He also does not get a shear of the kodshim, even if he'll be fit to eat them that night. A koyin who has a mum, whether it's temporary or permanent mum, gets a shear of the kodshim and may eat them, but he may not do the avoida. Mishnah ends off. The general rule is, whoever is not fit to do the avoida does not get a shear of the meat of the karbonis, and whoever does not get a shear on the meat does not get a shear in the skins of the carbon. Even if a kohen is tummy during the zrika of a carbon, but is tar at the time that the fats were burned, he does not get a shear of the meat of the carbon. This is based on the pasuk of Hamakriv es dam ashlamim v'yasachelev mibnei aron loy sihiyeh shoykayomin limonah.